I wish.
All right.
We've got an hour left, and I hope to finish it up before that. But this point in the meeting, what I would really like everybody to do, everybody sitting out here, the board, is to think about Discovery Bay in a manner that you would, if money were no object, if you will, what would you like to see? What changes would you like to see happen, stay the same? This is an opportunity to push the envelope a little bit with what we're thinking. You know, come up with something. And I want you to tell us. Because it doesn't really matter how grandiose the idea might be. There might be some good ideas that come out of it. One of the things that I would love to see in Discovery Bay would be to link some of the bays with bridges and roads to connect Discovery Bay West somehow with the rest of Discovery Bay without having to go all the way around. We're disengaged a little bit when you referred to as the compound, with the area that is Lakeshore and the other communities on the west side of town. So
might cut down response time too.
yeah. Okay. So the thought is I just kind of wanted to get you guys thinking. You know, we've got, you know, nothing's off the table. The community center, obviously, this is a perfect opportunity. This is a perfect opportunity to discuss some things. So, just throwing it out there. And the meeting will go as long as you want, based upon this.
You consider this kind of a conclusion? I mean, are we in the finishing stretch? Because there is. Did we move forward? Because there's one item here that's still, unless I missed it, did we just decide to get it on the next agenda? The community center really hasn't been addressed specifically.
I just said the community center.
I think now's the time to address the community center.
But what I want you to do is the community center do you want it to be? What do you want it to be? A small little venture, something like, it's your call. Go ahead,
Mark, because I know you have strong feelings. I'll go after you.
For me, before you can do anything about a community center, we need to know if it's even feasible. And this is something that we've tiptoed around. I've been here since 1983, and we started tiptoeing around the community, and everybody just thinks it's going to magically appear one day, and that it's going to be self-sufficient. And what we need to know is, where would we possibly put it? Because right now, Hoffman's boat is back because he wants us to let him build this god-awful thing on River Lake and tie the community center to it. So at the present time, with that off the table, where would you put it? Secondly, if you did build it, what funds would you use to build it? What funds would you use to maintain it? And right now, with you put anything as to the voters, they're going to turn it down because people are hurting. So I think one of the reasons we talked about a new committee. We had the old community center committee that was run by an ex-director and wouldn't let anybody in. And we need to put a committee together. There should be two members of the community in it, at least in an advisory role, plus the board. And we need to go out and see if we can even afford to build a community center, and that should be the very first step before we can discuss it. Other
more comments?
Yeah. I don't think we have a clear vision of what a community center is. I know I've read some history on what the community center, there was some talk about ground size and cost, but I think we need to have a partnership, a public-private partnership, and we need to look at a clear kind of a requirements analysis of what kind of activities may happen there. And we can start figuring out, well, how much land is that going to take, or how big is that building going to take, or what is the infrastructure required for it? But I do agree. I think the community center may need to have maybe a workshop structure. Or this meeting's working pretty good because we have some good dialogue and brainstorming going on. But I think we really need to have a clear idea of what that community center is going to bring to the community, and I have that identified yet.
So maybe if I can interject, it seems like we've got a disconnect between what's taken place in the past in what we
we're stepping away from the past.
I understand that.
Okay. But so what I would like to do is before basically you guys have said the same thing, and that is that before we can move forward with move forward with the needs, we have to see what's available. So we need to find out exactly. Oh really? You don't want to know what your resources are before you start.
Why don't you identify your target first before you try to?
We already have resources in place. You don't want to identify those before we move forward.
Well, I mean, part of it, but there's a lot of uses involved with the community center, and I've heard a lot of different ideas on my campaign, my constituents, of what that looks like, and it may not be all public type of a community center. It may take private funding to make it happen, and so I think that as a board, we're unclear on what the different uses are for this community center, and I think we need to get the community center committee going on, clearly identifying the objective of a community center, and if we don't have that lined down, who cares if it's a postage stamp piece of land or 5 acres or 10 acres, you know, or it's going to cost $2 million, but we don't even have a clear idea what's going to look like, you know, and what Ray's idea might be different from your idea.
Well, okay, there are certain constraints that you have to live within. There is not a 5-acre piece of land available. So, I mean, you have to look at what land's available within our jurisdiction, or else we might as well not talk about it because it's beyond our purview. So there are certain restrictions that we have to work within. I mean, you can't just have a pie-in-the-sky attitude and we're going to start with anything and pare it down.
Just real quick, Ray, I think that we have to have an understanding of what we have and what are the real options, and I think that's what Kevin's saying is it would be nice to have 5 acres, it would be nice to have a swimming pool and a tennis court, but that might not be feasible, and I think that understanding what we have and figuring out how we can move forward and sustain, you know, what we have, operational costs, what are those going to be? I think Mark's right on point when he says that we have a lot of things we have to go over. I don't really care what order we do it in.
Let me reiterate what I said. One of the things about the committee, and one of the reasons that I would want residents on it, we have residents in this community that are well-versed and have in-depth knowledge of negotiation for land, of building, of engineering, and I think that we don't. I mean, I can tell you that I certainly don't. I can negotiate anything, but I wouldn't know if I got to the right spot if I was negotiating. I don't know that much about land. And I think what goes back to it is the project feasible? And by is it feasible, it means can we support it? If we built it, if we got lucky and took the funds, and let's say we got matching funds from Pantages or somebody else, and we went ahead and built it, and then couldn't support it, in 3 years' time we would have an empty building sitting on one of our corners that's unmaintained. So I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I think that that's what we tried to do long before you. I think we tried to do that a few years ago, and even at meetings I came to before that, when the community center came up, they talked about it like it was a done deal. We just got to pick a piece of property and build it. So I don't want to be the one on our watch that builds a community center we can't support.
Right. Now, I misspoke earlier when I said that we need to forget about the past, because we can't completely forget about the past, because there's the county has already made arrangements with a developer over a piece of land and an amount of money. So we have to start there.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, maybe I could just go over a little bit about the facts as they lie now, and then, you know, it's certainly we can go from there. Okay, basically, maybe people don't, but rehash, it all started with Discovery Bay West, and a part of the terms of that community being put in, Hoppin was under the hook to provide a community center under the form of two things. He's supposed to supply the land and supply 50% of the building cost. Okay, that was the initial agreement, and if you read the actual wordage, that's what it says. At some point along the line, Hoffman put $650,000 in a bond, and that at some point between Hoffman and the county was locked in to mean half. So no longer it's really half of the of a construction cost. It is a $650,000, which really, but it escalated. You know, there's a bump every year, so it's really about $800,000. Somewhere around that. Okay, so that's That's what we have. And let's just talk about the last place we were, because if we went over every place we were, we'd be here all day. The last thing we talked about was they wanted to propose that we well, let me back up just one step. We always wanted the corner of Sandpoint across where the old gas station was. And at some point we could have had it, but it had NTBE on it at the time. You can't take it. So we backed off that. We've had a lot of wells sunk in there, and it, the plume has moved, and so it really, from what I gather, it's not, it doesn't pose that threat. However, now the Hoffman Company has decided that that whole corner lot is now valuable, and they want to put their own townhouses, whatever it is, on that section. So they came up with the proposal. Last proposal was that we look at taking over the building where the eye doctor is. That's 1520 Discovery Bay Boulevard, because I know I live on 1520 River Lake Road, and they keep trying to deliver my packages to that building, but that's another thing. And here's what we propose to do to make it work. I think the last things, and this is all can be changed. I'm just telling you where we left last time I was involved, which wasn't, I was kind of out of the loop a lot last year. But we're talking about not just a community center, but maybe making a multi-use center. So it's involved not only with as a community center, but the town district would also be part of it. And the benefit of that was that the district is in need of some more office space. So the district would be able to add money into that to help support that project. So what looked good to me, personally, I know we have grandiose schemes of what everybody wants in a community center, but what they were offering over there was not just that building, but actually about 2.5 acres, or maybe a little bit more, yes, of land around it. So there was room to go from start off with phase one, which would be that one building, and go to another phase, maybe add a second building, so we could add more functions. Now, what I envision my own, that would be something I thought that would be a good start, that would be, I think people would be behind, was that building logically divides, it's like a big rectangle right down the middle of it. It's got 500 square feet on one, 5,000 square feet on the other. The front 5,000 square foot on this side has already offices in place, which would work with the town using some of that. The other half of it, I would envision just gutting out that whole 5,000 square foot area and make that into a big meeting area, which would serve as a new town place. It would serve to be able to have, there's a void in this town that there's no meeting places for a lot of organizations like the Chamber, the Lions, and various other groups that we could accommodate for. It would provide maybe even having something that the town could let people use on weekends for functions. So that would be a starting point. And that was pretty much we're ready to sign the deal. And then the Hoffman Company came up with that proposal, and they tied it in. In other words, we had to agree to let them put 80 homes over here at the corner, and then they would let us do that. And frankly, this board was not willing to, I'm not willing to agree to the 80 homes. I didn't think that was right for Discovery Bay. So that's where we sit. Now, I don't know if that's dead. I know that we're going to go back to the county, and I would like to see if that deal can still happen, if it's still if we want to pursue that. That's my question.
Thanks, Ray. That was a fairly in-depth description of where we are currently, and I appreciate that. And one of the reasons that, you know, I appreciate you going through that, because what I would say at this point is that's an option. But going back to Chris's point, that may not be the only option. And so I do think that, Chris, I didn't mean to say I didn't appreciate what you were saying. We do have to find out what the needs are. They need to be realistic, and everybody, there's going to be opinions. There's going to be opinions by the public. There's going to be, you know, I go to county meetings all the time at the Pleasant Hill Community Center. So it's not unusual to have a community center also be a place to handle government business. That's by no means an unusual application. And if it helps with sustaining the plant, it may not be a bad thing. But it may not be what people want. So that is certainly an option. I'm pretty confident that it's not a dead option. I'm pretty confident that negotiations could continue down that road. But I don't think we should hold ourselves inside that box because, to be perfectly honest, that was an option that the county came to us with and had us investigate. But it really wasn't the option we took to the county and said that's what we wanted. At least I'm not aware of that. Now, I might be speaking out of turn. Maybe that was the way it directed, but that's not the way they approached me. I went to one meeting on that, and that's the way I understood it to be. So,
no,
Mark,
you're correct. They came to us and proposed that.
We
wanted the corner.
Although it's
and
not,
then they proposed
it's
that.
Not. You know, like I said, it's one option, and it may or may not be feasible. It may be the only thing we can afford. It may be that if we don't like it, we won't afford anything. But the point is, we need to move ahead with this because. I know the Hoffman Corporation is serious about resolving this issue. They want it off their table. They want to do something for us. They want to give something to Discovery Bay that's going to benefit us. And I know they want to be done with it. Whether it's just coming together and decide what they're done and are done is the same thing. That's really what the issue is. So, Mark, did you have something?
Yeah, I mean, Ray, in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, I know there was a site in Cornell Park, part of Cornell Park, that the Lions Club had the lumber delivered there, resources to help build that at one point in time in Cornell Park. This is what I'm being told.
That was way before my time.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, that's way old. Now, I will say that there is, I mean, Discovery Bay West, there is was a site specifically dedicated for a community center, which we could have at any time, and that is in the middle of
residential, isn't it?
Yeah, residential. It's right in the first village, like to the west of Timber, the school.
Preston and Discovery Newport.
It's a
terrible location.
It's a terrible location. It's in the middle of houses, no area for parking. It would be a very bad place for a community center.
My point was, I know that the Lions Club, I think, at that point, had actually dedicated and paid for the lumber for what, I guess, was proposed to be the community center at that time. So now I don't know if that's still available. If it's not, it's still available.
No, the Lions Club, what they did a drawing. They architecturally did a layout of a community center. That's the only thing that I know that's
okay.
On the table.
3,500 square foot. Was it designated for Cornell Park, but the residents there did not want it on their hands.
Rick? What I would suggest, and what I was alluding to with respect to the disconnect from the past to today, is maybe when we bring this back to the board to create this, we already have the committee, I believe, is established. The board representatives are...
We have representatives, we don't have a... Well,
correct.
Can I... Point of order? Do we need to disband? Where's my legal counsel? Do we need to disband? Is the old committee disbanded just by the fact that nobody that was on it is?
No, actually it's still
okay.
It's still
so
there.
then I would bring it to an agendaized item that would make that would identify a lead person off the board off the CSD as the lead person on that committee. We designated representatives. I don't know if we didn't those aren't committees, remember?
Those are representatives
to it.
We don't have any committees
established yet.
Yeah, you do though. Kim, don't you want to bring it to the agenda to disband the existing committee and reform it?
That's what I'm asking.
You can alter the you can make amendments to the new committee. You can do whatever you want to do.
So what I'm
clean break probably be the best idea.
What I'm going to suggest is exactly is a clean break. We have a little bit of history we need to bring forward, but I think that there are so many different variables at play. we should just start over.
You know, just as an example of that, I think we should take another look at the athletic club. I mean, why not? Just explore it. That's what we need a committee for.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll bring back to I'll work with the president and bring something back along with the committee rep.
The thing that you just said, so I was going to bring up, one of the first things that the committee should do before we do anything else is find out what sites are available. I mean,
but let's get a committee first.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what one of the
right.
Yeah. I'd like to start over from the beginning because every one of us, including myself. It has a different perspective from a different history.
And we need legal counsel here when we start putting together these committees to make sure we're doing everything.
So put that on the
standing
agenda.
Committees and ad hoc committees. So there's legal reasons how many people you can have on them.
Let's identify our committees at our next meeting.
Can we do that?
These aren't representatives. These are committees that we work on internally here with our public partnership, our private partnership. And, that'd be great.
The other agenda, we haven't got to that yet, but we will, is for the budget. We talked about putting a budget committee together with representation on an advisory role only for residents.
Okay, so moving on to the next subject.
Go ahead.
Well, you tell me. This is that opportunity in the meeting to provide input as to what do you want to see moving forward into the future. We've kind of given you an idea from the staff. You know, the one thing that didn't touch upon too much because it's really kind of an unknown right now is a big driver for us is obviously going to be what comes out of the water wastewater plan. So that's going to come back to you at a future date once we get those results. But
within 60 days.
When they're completed. So
that's 8 months.
So the question is, beyond what we've told you today, which are some of the staff-driven projects and items that are coming up and moving forward, what from the community and what from the board would you like for staff to focus on other than the things we've already discussed?
I think for me, if you look at the things that are within our scope of influence, which is water, wastewater, landscape, and recreation, we've made great steps in water, wastewater. We just, that 5-year contract is done. We've made huge steps in landscaping. Thank you, Farron. And that's continuing to move forward. We're making big steps in recreation, basketball courts, water park. I mean, we're actually, I think that this board has done great things last year. I mean, whether you like this or don't like that, all in all, we've moved forward. And I don't see any reason why we wouldn't continue to move forward this year. I think that if we concentrate on the things that are within our scope, we need to just keep heading down the path we're heading down right now. My biggest thing was transparency, and we're looking at that right now. So,
do you have, okay.
No. One thing I'd like to look at over the next year is just the recreation part of our, what can we do to maybe start some recreation-type programs? I know there's no funding source for that. How can we, maybe, I hate to say this.
Oh, form a committee.
Maybe a recreation committee. But something, I'd like to start the conversation of how to start some recreational-type programs in town.
I think that's a great idea. You know, a lot of those programs are set up on a user fee basis, and it's that's how you get your money for those.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small overhead charge that goes with that, and that they're duplicated around the country. Every park and rec program has one.
Yeah.
It's a pretty easy process once you get it going. It's the problem is getting it going.
Yeah.
I just got a question. I'm the newest guy on the board here. I don't see clearly identified goals and objectives for the next year, and if you guys can point me to where I can see what our CSD goals and objectives are, besides balancing our budget and following our regional water quality board requirements, I get that. Is there any other type of goals or objectives you guys want to get done here in the next 12 months? I mean, is there anything?
Let's see. Community center, park and recreations.
Communications.
Communications. That would be three that we've talked about here today. Huh?
Transparency.
Basketball
court.
Well, those are being more specific.
Resolving CSC.
If I may, Director Steele, that will be coming as part of the budget process. The goals and objectives for 2011, 12, once we get into the budget process, I'll be bringing you to the board and to the public specific projects and programs operating, and those will include goals and objectives that will be going through the board. I'm not sure if those have been done in the past, but they will come through in the future.
And that's, I think that was really one of the purposes of this meeting today, was to initiate that process and start identifying in an open forum what not only what we want, but what the community wants, and try to get as much input as we can moving forward, so they are more clearly defined. We probably didn't have them as well defined last year as we should have, Mark made a good point. We're moving forward in a new era, so I think that I think that's a great point, and I think that we definitely need to clearly define them, so not only we know what they are, but that everybody knows what they are, and we should write them down and publish them.
They will be a part of the budget document.
You feel the attitude is different on the board this year.
We can do it and put them on the website this is what the community center. This is what the community center. This is what the CSD is doing. This is what our goals and our objectives are for the year, you know. And then we can grade ourselves. So that gives us people an opportunity to grade how we're doing.
And you can put a progress report.
How we can accomplish it.
Yeah, the progress report happens in 2 years.
Right.
Anything else that we haven't discussed? Anything from the
not
public?
Necessarily just correlated to numbers.
Don.
First, Ray, I want to thank you for the description of the community center. That was fabulous. It was very all encompassing and brings everybody up to date. You know, one of the things I think would be helpful is if agenda items were sort of wrapped up and put together earlier in the process, so that, say, instead of the agenda coming out on Friday, I know it may seem like I'm asking a lot, but have it come out on the Wednesday before the meeting, so that people have more time to look at it, especially when we're talking about what seeps in sometimes or AC functions, land use plan and things like that, that whether or not they're appropriate, I think the amount of notice time for the public could be increased. And I don't know that it would really be an operational problem for you. It's just a different drop-dead point for building an agenda. And on that same topic...
It is an operational issue, because we keep lagging further and further behind on current issues. You keep moving back when it's notified, and then you don't get things in, and then they get delayed for another 2 weeks. As it is, we're already well over the amount of time that's defined for us.
Also, there are times when somebody from outside comes and speaks, and they have handouts. I think it'd be great if anytime somebody was going to come in from the county or from outside, they knew that the requirement was that they give you the handout before you prepare the agenda packet, so it can be included in the packet.
That's a good point.
I've been fighting that battle since the day I got here.
That's going to be a really hard thing to do.
It is a frustrating thing, but I agree with Don 100%.
No, I agree with you too on that. But when you're dealing with the county departments, I mean, we can say, hey, we'd really like them in here by this time. Doesn't mean we're going to get it. So I think that that's something to shoot for.
We should say.
Can we set our requirement?
What's that?
Can we set our own internal requirement that our policies?
So what are you going to do, tell them not to show up to get the presentation?
You know what the problem is?
Then the agenda's not.
The problem is that these people are coming not because they have to, because we're asking them to at our invitation.
No, not because they want to, because they have to.
But they don't...
They don't care if they come in.
Exactly. And so we're asking them...
We're not going to talk to you.
But we're asking them to, you know, tighten down the screws on how they do things. I don't know if you remember Lieutenant Burton's comment the other day, a couple weeks ago, where he says, I got chastised over that or something. Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to him about something that he was doing, and he took exception to my talking to him about it, as did another person. But it worked out perfectly, though, however, and he's right with it. But it was a change for him, and like you've heard me say, change is painful sometimes.
And I think some of the presenters don't mind bringing it, but some of them, you know, to them it's a last-minute deal for them. For Wednesday, I have to go to Discovery Bay, and I'm not going to stop and make 50 copies or give it to you early. And
I've even offered them to use the copy here.
You have to. So,
Don, you're right, and continue to work on that.
Anybody, anything else?
On that, can I That brought up one thing. I just saw an email where it's something about renewing that you want us to email the agendas out. Do we put the agenda on the website the same day that the agenda comes out?
The agenda goes to the board, and as soon as it goes to the board, it immediately gets posted to... Once it's emailed to the board,
yes,
it immediately, within a short period of time, Carol posts it to the website.
Then my question is, why do we turn around and then email it?
Yeah, that was my question, too.
To people. Okay, oh, we did. So I'm just wondering, is that redundant? And could we save that step?
What other agencies do is they email out a note saying that the
agenda has been posted to the website,
and they give you a link.
And would that be good enough for you instead of... Okay.
I think that I don't know this. Kevin and I had this conversation, had a discussion on this yesterday, and I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe that there is...
Yeah, I did,
and I went back and actually looked it up. I spent about an hour looking it up last night, but anyway. So we'll have to talk to Dan about it, but yeah, that's a good idea with using just the link without having the attachment.
Well, and that brings people to the website.
And it brings people to the website.
And then, okay, then that box pops up and says, oh, by the way, you know, we're cleaning out sewer lines on these streets on these dates. So there may be a little brown water or whatever.
Like no, better not be brown water on the sewer.
Yeah.
I meant water. Yeah. There usually is brown water in the sewer, actually. Yeah.
That's way more than I want to hear.
I got my pipes mixed up, yep.
That's way more than I wanted to hear.
Anything else on that? Okay, good. I think we've got our direction there. Okay. I have one.
Go ahead.
One last item. And this is more for not really to digest right now.
I don't know, sewage joke.
No, not really. Virgil, can you get us out?
We can't even get our staff to give us the reports ahead of time. Don, if you want this, the county too?
I think a lot of things are possible if you ask.
What I'm passing out to you right now is a summary listing, and it is by no means comprehensive, of different types of opportunities for getting money. With respect to financing things, with respect to Prop 218, the first one, the section 53822, hang on a minute. I take that back. On page 2, there's a correction. Under number 2 on page 2, it says 61121. That should not read Prop 218. That should read Article 13 of the California Constitution. So under 61121, levy special taxes, where it says Prop 218 under A, if you can just scratch that out and write Article 13 of the California Constitution. Essentially what this does is it's a very brief summary of what CSDs can do. And a lot of these, anything that starts with a 6-1 is CSD law. So you can see where our restrictions are, where we can get our money from. We can't do general taxes. We can do Article 13. We can do Prop 218. And when we get into the water and sewer master plans, I think that we're going to be hit with some financial situations that are going to be beyond our immediate ability. And they may be long-term, they may be short-term costs. We don't know what they are yet. For example, on the water side, we heard that there might be a possibility we need to, even though we just finished well 6, we might need to build a well 7. At about what? About $1 million a pop? So we've got about $3 million in reserves, which you want to maintain, and that's a very healthy number to have in reserves. It's more than 50% of our annual budget, which far exceeds any auditors or any GFOA standards for anything like that. But I want you to start thinking about the possibility that we may need to finance some projects down the future.
Does this, I hate to ask this question, but does this this come from any specific discussions that have occurred or just a hunch on your part?
No, no discussions that have occurred. It is just, it is
just a
hunch.
Reality check.
It's just something that, you know, Virgil and I have had some conversations, okay. and knowing that our aging infrastructure is going to require some attention, where, you know, some of it's going to be 40 years old. And, you know, those manholes that we rehabbed over off of Cherry Hills the other day, you know, it was $3,000 each. You know, almost $3,000. And how many manholes do we have?
We have 500, but you won't get, they're manholes, so you won't have to rehab at all because they're not deteriorating.
Correct.
But there are probably a good 20 that are probably deteriorating right now.
And
we have 600 manholes.
How many have we done?
Three.
Not three.
We did just three.
And, you know, by doing those three, it increased the life of those by another 40 years. So, you know, those were real good proactive projects that were relatively inexpensive. When you think $3,000, I'm talking about throwing your money down the manhole. You know, I mean, they're expensive, but it's something you have to do. Our infrastructure, most of our infrastructure is underground. It's expensive to maintain underground infrastructure. The infrastructure that's above ground, it's expensive to maintain as well because it's your water plant, your sewer plant. Okay? So I'm just concerned and thinking forward. I want you to think about the possibility that we may need to get in some financing options, and there are easy ways to do that. There are backstops that we can use with respect to service fees that have sunsets on them, things like that. So that was really all I had. If you have any questions about that, I can answer them, but that was really all I had for today. But with respect to the financing, I just wanted more so to get it on the front of your minds, not to be thinking behind us. And that's going to come forward with the we'll know more once those master plans are completed.
That's an option.
Yes, but we need to definitely get the that master plan completed before we start discussing
it. Well, the water one should be to us by March, I think John said. So
we're
should get
for the wastewater.
Yeah, they're around the corner.
It's going to be critical for the upcoming budget that we have that information. We're just putting it off for another year. Carol, did you have any questions? Okay, good. Chris? Thank you. Brian? Mark? Ray?
I just want to take a second. Rick, I want to thank you. This was, as far as I'm concerned, a very productive meeting. And I think that we're going in the right direction, and I appreciate you.
There will be more of them.
Comments?
I can't make any more. One is enough.
I have a question. Did we cover where we get our money and our revenue opportunities?
You know, where we get the money from, it was here somewhere.
It was the pie, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't the pie. It was on the...
Yeah, it was the pie.
The
pie with the slivers.
Yeah.
The one we couldn't read.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going the wrong way.
So we did cover it?
Yeah.
Briefly.
You were not paying attention in class today?
He did talk to each pie slice, Don.
Yeah, right here we go.
I was expecting more as an item on the agenda, 30 minutes. Okay, I'm good, though.
I covered it in the revenue opportunities is this.
Was there a test?
Okay. There is. The test will be next week.
Good enough. Thanks.
I'll leave that up for your eyes. And I'll leave it up also up here on the screen if you want to see it afterwards.
I can get it off the website.
Anybody else out there have any other comments to make?
Karen. I wanted to point out that I made a mistake.
No,
like,
in our favor.
Oh,
no.
But
say it and so.
I'm off $300,000, the reserve amount each year, because
Friday.
I linked to the wrong tab. So I just noticed that. So it probably saves us a year.
Oh, good job.
It's good news.
So
you got a year.
Keep up. So it's in the right direction.
Yeah, it's still
that
bad. But
the next board. That's perfect.
Keep up the mistakes.
Mr. Dorn, is a fair assessment to say that as we have aging things, and I thought you were talking about all the old guys in here. but I meant that as a joke, and you directly get it. All joking aside, as we take a rate increase last year, which was 9%, everybody got a lot of flack for it, but looking ahead, we're going to have to finance a lot of stuff, so that's the first of, I assume, many rate increases that we're going to have to take. And I think we should probably put that out there on the board today.
I think I alluded
to our transparency because we need it.
Well, hold on. That was in my opening notes, by the way.
What was?
rate increases.
Well, yeah, but you didn't get to that dirty part like that.
Well, I mean, it's a reality. It's all about the information that we have to disseminate out there. No, you're absolutely correct. I don't anticipate. Actually, you were there. I know Mike was there. I'm sure Mr. Richardson
was
there. Probably Don and no, Walter didn't make it to that meeting.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, maybe. Anyway, Virgil, we brought in the consultant from Santa Clara. I can't remember his name now.
John
Dollars, because the guy that does our...
John Dollars.
Like, we have John Fawcett for the water. We have John Dollars for the... came in and said that we needed to have an increase of 14% this year in order to sustain ourselves. 15% going forward.
Per year.
And
every year.
Okay.
All together, all three.
Every year.
The one of the things, just if I may...
That is a reality is what I'm trying to get to, Mark. Yes, a consultant has told us that we need to do that. We need to inform the public that... But we need to inform them in a way that explains why.
That was the rest of my statement in terms of what Chris said. Clearly defined objectives and goals. And I think this has been a great meeting in terms of understanding how we're moving forward and getting that. Because I think that...
And that ties into the communication. And this is a complicated... It's a complicated town. I mean, it's not easy sitting up there and doing this, you guys. It really isn't. There's a lot of things that have to get out there and get done. Nobody said it is. I understand that. But it can be, it is definitely a complicated situation, and it all comes from communication, whether it be through the expanded website, and however we get it out there, communication and education and information to the public so they know what's going on. And you know what? If we have to, you know, they're going to know who we are, because we're going to be going to them with some pretty tough questions in the next year, I think.
The other side of that, Mark, is one of the reasons that I'm screaming for a committee, including residents, for the budget. In the last budget, which we battled over, where we had to include a raise, we have residents that believe that there's 800 grand worth of fluff in our budget. There's 10 cents worth of fluff in this budget. And having people come in from the outside who are expertise in this, they could look and say, you know something, we do need a rate increase. And there's going to be one.
Which we did. I mean, we had an open workshop. So, like I said, some of you guys participated in that. But we don't have the communication skills that we need to get it out to the public.
If you look around us, every town, you look in the newspaper every day, every town, every community is raising their cost of goods and services, everyone, because they can't survive. And this, they're predicting for the 2011 more foreclosures than we had in 2010. Our income comes from water. When people shut their water off and move out of their house, we don't get their income. So, I mean, as this keeps happening and people keep leaving their homes and we keep battling with the budget, I mean, anybody who's not honest with the public and says, hey, the rates are going to go up. It's just a matter of how much. So.
Mike.
Well, I was just going to add to that. You know, after you guys did the 9% rate increase, the letters to the editor in the Discovery Bay Press indicated nobody had a clue. I would suggest Hornberger's 5-year plan be put in the website.
Yeah.
And to echo the, you know, get the announcement in the newspaper.
Now it's going to be 16% a year because we only went 9% last year.
That's exactly right. But it's better to be proactive about that than to be bankrupt.
I mean, obviously, we're going to try and keep it as low as we can this year, but it's going up.
Bob?
Just a point of reference on that rate increase. Part of the problem is it's just that word change. You have an existing rate. Everybody's used to it. So you come in with a double-digit potentially increase over 30 years, and people just instinctively recoil from that. One of the things, a piece of background information that you can include in the website and point of information for rates is our rates for comparable municipalities.
Okay? Yes.
We are outside of the low range. If you look at towns of our size, the rate for CCF, just on the water side, I'm talking on the wastewater side, is between $1 and $2 per CCF. We're paying below range. California, so we are getting it on the cheap, and I think if you put that framing around...
Well, then we need to publish that also.
Exactly.
Do you know that the average water bill for the residentials, this is just an average, is under $15 a month?
I do know that.
I can tell you that my family lives in Marin County. I looked at my mother's water bill. Looks like a car payment.
Yeah. I have property in Monterey, it's over $300.
So
$15, I'm thinking.
Exactly. We're, and this is a, this brings us right back to square one, to our to the conclusion. We come full circle. We need to educate, communicate.
Put that sign up.
Yeah, can you put the hammer down your little
sign?
He'll hit himself in the head with a short little quiet him down.
He's also got the game.
Okay, we good? We understood?
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thanks
thanks
for coming.
However you enjoyed us.
Are you going to look pretty tonight? Are you wearing a tux?
Forget out.
You know I was thinking about it.